Practice Paper 1, Part 2, Access to Information from Spoken Texts. You're about to hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be spoken twice. Before the first broadcast, you may look at the questions. You may start answering the questions after the first broadcast. Now listen to the first broadcast. Summerhill.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our weekly program, Horizons. This evening, we are going to learn something about an unusual school in Suffolk, England, called Summerhill. With us tonight is Mr. Charles Owens, a former student at Summerhill. Good evening, Mr. Owens, and thank you for joining us. Tell us, when was Summerhill founded?
Actually, it was founded in 1921, more than 80 years ago. As you can see, it's hardly a new concept in education.
What is so special about Summerhill?
Well, to begin, it is a free school. This doesn't mean that students don't have to pay. It refers to the fact that students are free.
What do you mean by free? I mean, students have to follow certain rules and regulations, don't they? They have to attend classes, do their homework, and take exams?
Yes and no. Let me explain. A.S. Neal, the founder of the school, felt that children are naturally curious and want to learn. He had great faith in children's judgment and believed that if left alone, they would choose to learn. That's why lessons at Summerhill are optional.
Lessons are optional? Well, that is unusual. But surely there cannot be total freedom to do as they please.
Of course not. Students who go to Summerhill live there. It's a boarding school. So, of course, there are rules that must be followed. But the students themselves make up the rules. They have weekly meetings which all students, even the youngest, attend. Each person, no matter whether a teacher or student, has one vote.
And what happens at these meetings?
Anyone can propose a new law or change an existing one. There is a discussion, a vote, and the law either passes or not. It's perfectly democratic.
There are probably more students than teachers at these meetings. That means that the students can pass laws that the teachers might not approve of. For example, the right to stay up all night or have parties whenever they want.
Theoretically, what you say is true, but it just doesn't happen. For example, I remember a case in which the older kids in the school didn't want to have a specific bedtime. They proposed that they could stay up as long as they liked, provided that they respected the silence hour, which was then 10:30 p.m. There was a long discussion about it. Some were worried about the possible noise, others about lack of sleep. Eventually, the vote was taken, and it was agreed to try the new scheme for 1 week to see if it would work. A week or so later, there was a special meeting because some of the staff had been woken up several times with noise in the night. The community decided that the older kids had had their chance and should get their bedtime back again.
It seems too good to be true. Tell me, Mr. Owens, do you know anyone who goes to Summerhill today?
Yes, in fact, I do. My own two children. I wouldn't have sent them anywhere else.
I can see why. Well, I'm sorry to say that our time is up. Thank you so much for joining us this evening and for telling us about Summerhill School.